Child, correct. Okay, pick the last number.
Mefa.
Question 9.
Mefa.
6. Okay. What is the Yoruba word for boy?
Okuri.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Temi.
Welcome.
All right. Eshe pupo. Eshe ti e nkan won ni ede Yoruba. E ma tete si abinibi lo sese. Eshe pupo.
Yes, sir. O dabo e kwito.
Eshe pupo. Dabo. Adupa ni owo Olorun to je ki eto toni ko sese. Eto abinibi eyi ti ojo awon ogo werewa. A shayun eto ni eni je adupe fun awon obi ti o pe wole ati awon omo ti o ba wa da so ori eto abinibi loni eyin obi adupe eku ise takun takun ati gbogbo awon to nko awon omo ni ede Yoruba jake jado gbogbo agbalaye nitori pe a ko je ki a ko fe ki ede Yoruba ki o parun eyi ni a se gbe eto yi kale oniyan se olobe se eni to ba bu lalbe eyin papa e se Olorun Eledumare adupe ti e je ki ojo awo ogo were odun yi ki o soju wa e agba ladura wi pe eni to nwoju Oluwa fun omo ni agbara Olorun ti a ba ma se iru eto yi ni odun to nbo eyin papa e ti finu soyun e ti fi eyin e ti fi gbe omo pon ni agbara Olorun Eledumare ko je bo se je oruko mi ni Olusoga omo Ogun Fowoke mama wi pe emi lomode Yoruba omo iwo ho alejo yo sese omo anowo sile koyinbo tode oyinbo de ton owo sile npo si omo mewuro gbepo awo buku.
This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty mighty Weaker Thens.
He had lived there all his life like an enemy.
lost, and niggas thought they lost me. I'm back like a chiropractor with B-boy survival rap. It ain't 94, Joe, we can't go back. The game need a makeover. My man retired, I'ma take over. Tell these halftime niggas breaks over. I'm raw hustlers, get your bacon soda. Too many rape the culture. Leave rappers with careers and they faith over. It's a war going on. You can't fake being a soldier in the basement. Listening to tapes are ultra magnetic to the fact I'm a science black. I turn the TV down, we can take it higher than that. I wonder if these whack niggas realize they whack. And they the reason that my people say they tired of rap. Inspired by black Muslims and Christians. Pushing cutlasses, dope, and other traditions. Enough conditions of the city, the city, the city, the city, the city, the city. Come on. And just say shop city.
Don't stop.
Chaos and gunfire. So many raps about rims. Surprise niggas ain't become tires on the street. You turn cold and then go screech. I tell them fuck them like I do the police. The beast is running rampant. I'm in between seats trying to have sex with Santric. But a ghetto trying to make a get up stand up anthem. You spit hot garbage, son of Sanford. What you rapping for, to get fame and get rich? I slap a nigga like you and tell him Rick James, bitch. With your Hollywood stories on porches, we probably heard stories about who became rich. And whatever life they hit, we wanna hit the same switch. You didn't know where to aim it, you still remain bitch. I'm forever putting words together. Some are seven mothers, some daughters, and fathers, some sons. The name Khan has never been involved with Run. Unless it's DMC or running these bras to being free. I'm harder than the times, you hardly scary. Holding gats inside you, cat is Holly Berry. They ask me where hip-hop is going. It's Chicago and poetry's in motion like a picture now showing. It's the city, the city, y'all. The city, the city, y'all. Come on. From the city of wind.
Happy Friday, everyone. I, like, was trying to say it, but then I realized I didn't turn my mic on. Anyways, happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. I'm a little sick, Lowkirk. That's one for one. I'm a little sick. So that's why my voice kind of sounds a little icky, but nevertheless, I am here, back in Winnipeg. Last week I was in Chicago and we were just listening to Chai City, by Common, off of B, and Common is from Chicago as well. So I was like, it's only right that I play some hip hop from Chicago, and what better of hip hop than Common himself. I love him a lot. He just like definitely one of my favorite hip hop artists. But anyways, and then we also listened to Negi Gemi, Negative Gemini, Doll off of She Comes From Nowhere. Oh my god, I have been so obsessed with this album recently. Like, oh my god, like Mysterious Girl I've been listening to a lot, Doll I've been listening to a lot, which I played to start off today, and then also just like literally the whole album, like I'm in love with it. Shout out to Asher, he put me on to it actually. And he's like, I feel like you would like this album, like this is a very like U-esque album, and he was definitely right. Because I freaking love this album. She dropped it in 2025 of last year. And yeah, I kind of just discovered her from, well, actually I knew her from from TV Girl because the newest TV Girl that dropped last year with George Clinton, and I realized that she's married to George Clinton, which makes a lot of sense. But yeah, and then so that album with George Clinton and TV Girl, there's a song called Monday Monday on it, and she's on it. And so that was kind of like my first little like taste of Negi Gammy. And now, yeah, now I'm listening to her stuff, like her actual like solo stuff, and it is so, so amazingly good. But yeah, today is kind of going to be me just talking about Chicago and how that was and the things that happened and the stuff that I saw, because it was actually a great time. I went with my boyfriend and then one of his friends and then his friend's girlfriend and then one of his friends, Ethan, ended up joining us because he also wanted to see Total Wife. And so we went to Slide Away. We were originally going to Slide Away. And then I realized that this really cool festival called Warm Love, Cold Dreams was also during the same time. So Slide Away was Friday, Saturday. And then Warm Love, Cold Dreams was Saturday, Sunday. And I really wanted to go for like the whole thing. But we were leaving on Sunday because we drove in on... We drove starting like... Thursday at like 4 a.m. We got to Chicago like at 7 or 8 maybe, or I think we actually got there a little earlier than that, but nevertheless we didn't have much time, and yeah, we were leaving on Sunday, so unfortunately didn't get to see that. But I'm really glad that I got to see two like awesome festivals all in one day, which is freaking crazy. And I'm so hashtag blessed. But nevertheless, I will talk more about that later. Next off is Big Moosey off of Fine. It's funny, one of my friends, Sarah, shout out to her. She made me a playlist and like last week and she sent it to me and it's so freaking good. And I love when people make me playlists because it's like, I don't know, I think it also just shows what my friends think of me and like kind of how they perceive me. And it's so awesome. And she made me like the best playlist ever. I've been listening to it so, so often. And yeah, she included this song and I was like, oh my God, you know me so well. And what better than to play it today? But yeah, here is Big Moosey from Fine on UMFM 101.5. Sometimes I'm looking at you like
Have I said too much? Have I said too much? Is it? No, my mind is turning on me. What is else to see? I can't see clearly. Cause it was easy. My mind is turning on you. No, I'm feeling black and blue. I take your hand on you. Cause it was easy. Have I said too much? Have I said too much? Have I said too much? You set me free.
Yeah.
Kind of zoned out when I was on Sephora and I forgot that I wanted to talk after. But anyways, that was just Alana Markell, Place Like Home, off of her new EP that she dropped last month in April, called I Love You. So when I went to Warm Love, Cool Dreams, I got to see Mark William Lewis. And yeah, I'm being so annoying about it on Instagram right now. But nevertheless, Mark was like I think he was number 5 on my Wrapped for 2025, which is, honestly, I thought he would be higher because I love his new album, self-titled, that he dropped in September of last year, and it is so, so, so good. And yeah, I got to see him IRL. I really wanted to go to his tour back in like November-ish time, but I couldn't. And so when I realized that he was going to be in Chicago, like, the exact same time as me, I was like, OMG, like, I have to go. And so I went. It was awesome. It was great. I got the set list, and I was, like, trying so hard to, like, be, like, nonchalant and be like, yo, like, hey, how's it going? Like, the great set, like, great show. Like, as if, like, he's not, like, literally one of my favorites right now or, like, in general. So it was pretty awesome. And then I went to buy his record because I really wanted to get it, like, when it first dropped. But then U.S. shipping is, like, freaking insane, and, like, it was just so expensive, and I was like, okay, like, maybe some other time. And so I was putting it on the back burner, but then obviously he had like his merch table set up, and I was like, okay, I have to get a vinyl, like, no doubt about it. So then I go, and there's this lady, there's like this girl working the merch table, and she was really nice, and I was like talking to her, she complimented my shirt, and super super sweet, like, oh my god. And then yeah, we were chatting, and then I realized that she had opened for she opened for Mark for his like tour recently, and I literally was like mind blown from that, because I was like, what, like, that's awesome. And I think like she, because I was talking about how Canada, Canadian, and then she was like, oh my god, that's awesome, like, I was just in Toronto, and I was like, oh cool, like, do you just like run the merch table, or like a friend of Mark's, whatever. And she was like, no, I opened for him for like his most recent like shows and stuff. And I was like, OMG. And then I realized that she's an artist, and I was like, okay, I like need to listen to your music now, because like, you're such a sweetheart, and like, I love new music, I love all music. And then, yeah, got her, like, name and everything. And then I was like, okay, I'll listen to you and then, like, play you on my radio, because I have a radio show. And then she's like, oh, my God, that's so cool. And, like, she was just such a sweetheart. And, like, her music is so freaking great. I realized that she's, like, gone, like, been featured and like collabed with Samba John Batiste, who I also like love so much. And Samba was opening for Mark like back in November, which is also why I really wanted to go. So like connecting those dots was like insanely awesome. And like, she is so so good. And yeah, she was such a sweetheart, and like even gave me a hug afterwards, and like, oh my god, she was so sweet. But yeah, shout out to Alana Markel. Go listen to her stuff, go stream, because she's so awesome, and she is literally such an angel, such a nice person. So shout out to her. And yeah, shout out to Mark. Literally so insane, like his whole band was incredible. Like, I think everyone was like amazing, sounded so much like it just sounded so good in person. And yeah, I am so satisfied. Like, I leaving after that show, I was like, oh my god, that was awesome. And Smurs was playing at the same time, and I really had to choose Mark. Like, I knew in my soul, I was like, dude, like the choice is obvious. And although I was pretty sad, I did see, like, I went for like the first 10 minutes of like Smurs. So I did actually see her for like a little bit, which was also freaking awesome. Like, really, really good. And yeah, Big City Life, bro. Like, that was so great. But yeah, Salt Shed was like the coolest venue I think I've ever been to. It was huge, like literally humongous. And yeah, Mark was playing like at a rooftop, and that was like beautiful. And then he was also, or not he was also, but then there was like a big main stage below, and I saw Tortoise for a bit. And then in the like, and then there's like another stage, and it's like indoors, but like it's kind of like equally as big as I would say like the outdoor stage. And that was where Smurs was playing. And oh my god, it was just so incredible. And yeah, very very big, awesome venue. And like there was like tattoos, like flash tattoos, and I met this girl that like got one, and it was pretty big, and she was like, it was only $100, and I was like, what the helly. And yeah, no, it was so so cool. Like, Warm Love, Cool Dreams, I will be back, honestly, like I will be back. That was such a cool festival. And yeah, like it was beautiful. There was like a free boat ride, and it was like right on the river, like the venue, the Salt Shed. It was super awesome. Yeah, no, it was like, it was actually such a time. And then after that, I hopped on the subway, and then I caught Slide Away, and that was like so freaking cool. Like, Argon Ballroom, bro, like all those venues in Chicago, like you guys got it for real, because even like Argon Ballroom was freaking insane. Like, the inside looks like medieval castle, like literally such a cool venue. And then like the roof is like painted, like, basically the best way I could describe it is like freaking Harry Potter. Like, it literally reminded me of like Harry Potter, like in like the like big like feast hall slash like dining hall place in Harry Potter. And you know how like there's like constellations and like stars and shit? Like, that was literally like what it was giving, and it was so freaking cool. So yeah, I got to go see and be at like two cool ass venues and festivals. Slideaway is super cool, very like big shoegaze-y like thing. I was getting really tired after a bit though, just because it was like a whole day of like standing and like watching it and stuff, but it was so cool nevertheless. Chapter House was amazing. Yeah, it was super cool. They had like so many booths. They were sponsored by like this one pickle company, and so whenever you'd walk by like the merch tables or like where all the like little pop-ups were, they would like be trying to hand you like pickles, like quite literally pickles. And honestly, I had some and it was low-key great. Like, they were really good. Shout out PR team, for real. But it was really good. And honestly, like, shout out to the pickles, bro. Like, they did their big one. And there was like inflatable like freaking pickles like in the like pit too, which was really funny. But yeah, no, it was such a great time. Yeah, Argonne Ballroom, super, super cool. Slide Away was awesome. Love Lies Crushing was amazing. Like, it was so mesmerizing. It was so, so cool. And a lot of this, like, I think Slide Away is, like, a shoegazy kind of, festival for sure. But yeah, these are two like newer festivals in Chicago nevertheless, and they were really cool. And I was just, I don't know, I'm very grateful to have been able to see both of them, because yeah, it's so, so freaking awesome. But yeah, that was kind of like my two festivals one day bender, and it was absolutely awesome. So yeah, shout out to that. Yeah, I have quite a few songs left. Up next is Horse Vision, You Could Have It. Also a newer release. I just started playing it. But it's from January. I really like Horse Vision. They also dropped an album, I believe, last year, which was really good too. But yeah, here is You Could Have It, Horse Vision, on UMFM 101.5.
It's the magic all comes down. What it means was all my life. You could have it anyhow. It's like
Go It was the only one thing under radar. The windows left wide open. You know they shouldn't be smoking. They are. Yeah. It was a place I'd never been. Was the only reason we could play lost. The clouds parted nearby. It made me close my eyes. Believe it. Ain't nothing I can't conquer. A mountain ain't no bummer. It's striking, it's scenic. Green light image painted. The red lights led to safety. I broke loose.
So that was just Samba John Batiste and Alana Markel with Swan Song off of Plus Three, which is Samba's new album that dropped last month that I am absolutely in love with. Like, I think I've played this album already like a couple times, and it's been literally a month and a half. It's just so good. And again, realizing that Alana Markel was the girl that I talked to at Warm Love Cool Dreams, and then she's literally on the song. And when I heard the song, this is like one of my favorite songs from the album. And so I finally like clicked everything together after the fact that I met her, and I was like, oh my god, I wish I knew, like, I wish I like understood who you were in my head. Because I know this song, and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy, because I really love this song, and the vocals are amazing, and yeah, it's just really cool to, like, find out that she and Samba have collabed, like, a couple times, actually, and especially on his new album with one of my favorite songs off of the album, but she is just amazing. Again, big shout-out to Alana Markel. Yeah, definitely we'll be playing your stuff more on this show. We also played Ashley Plomer, which was right before Swan Song, and Ashley is actually a part of Mark's band. I don't know if he's regularly a part of Mark's band, but when I saw him, he was, and then I realized that he makes his own music, and it's really, really good as well, and he is so freaking talented. I think, or wait, no, this wasn't him. I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure he was the one that was playing trumpet for, Still Above, but that actually wasn't him. But nevertheless, he is insanely talented. Him and Mark were doing a little bit of harmonizing and stuff, along with the two guitarists. They were doing some vocals for Mark, and it was freaking amazing. Like, literally, even the drummer, like, the drummer was so incredibly good. Like, I was just like, yes, like, hell yeah, bro. Because, like, just, like, an incredible vibe, genuinely. They're all so super talented. He, I'm pretty sure, drums for another band, I believe. But yeah, so, so freaking good. Like, literally will never forget. Like, it was so good. And I have been, like, I took Asher's digital camera, and I filmed, like, a couple clips of, like, some songs from there. And I've been just watching it over and over again, because I'm like, it just sounds so good. Like, even from the camera. So imagine it in person. Like, it was freaking amazing. And then I also played some Dead Harry, which is William Harry, and his project, and it's really, really good. He just dropped this on May 1st, and yeah, I guess this is, wait, is this my last episode of May? Yeah, it is. Holy crap, bro. May is already coming to an end. But yeah, it's kind of sad, kind of bittersweet, but, like, honestly, I'm really excited for June. I feel like May is, like, a good filler month for, like, the, like, pregame to summer. And now that, like, it's almost summer, or, like, basically, I feel like June is summer in my head. I am just so ecstatic. Like, genuinely, I'm so excited. But yeah, I have three more songs left. I'm going to Fencing Show tonight with Meadows. Meadows also dropped a new single that I'm going to be playing today as well to end things off, which I'm so hyped to hear in person. Meadows is amazing. I really, really fuck with him. Shout out Meadows. I think he actually lives in my neighborhood, because one time I was like one stop away from my house when I was riding the bus, and then he got on that one stop away from my house, and I was like, wait, what the effie? Like, you low-key live in my neighborhood. Like, that's kind of crazy. But yeah, big shout out to Meadows, though. You guys are he is freaking awesome, and I'm really excited to see fencing again. Like, dude, fencing is so good. Like, I think fencing might be like one of my favorite Winnipeg bands for sure. And it's funny because there's so much overlap within fencing and within a lot of Winnipeg like bands, where it's like, oh, so and so is also in another band and it's freaking amazing. Like Isaac, shout out Isaac. I believe he's in Living Hour and Virgo Rising, which are two of my other favorite bands, and it's awesome to like see kind of just the different genres too. Like, literally fencing is like so like experimental, I think, and very like, I don't even know how to describe it. And then like Virgo Rising is like super like indie pop, like folky kind of thing, and then like Living Hour is also just like indie pop-ish, like a lot of different influences. And it's, again, really cool living in Winnipeg and being kind of a part of seeing the music scene here, and then also seeing the fact that there's just so many overlaps. But it's awesome, it's really, really cool. And then Alex too, who's also part of Jamboree and also does like a bunch of other things for literally like so many artists in Winnipeg. He's also a drummer and he plays guitar, super talented guy, shout out to Alex. But yeah, I'm really excited to see fencing tonight. Tickets are at reallovewinnipeg.com or .ca if you want to pull up. It'll be a great show. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's at Pub Dub, which is, I haven't been to Public Domain for a show in a while, so I'm pretty excited. But yeah, nevertheless, three more songs left. Next is Mark William Lewis to kind of end things off. My Shayla, genuinely, I will never shut up about the fact that I saw him. I'm so satisfied. Like, I can die now, honestly. But anyways, yeah, this is Brain off of Mark William Lewis, Mark William Lewis, self-titled. I hope everyone has a great Friday. It's super, super hot and there's no sun, which kind of sucks. But like, yeah, what can we do, bro? Global warming is freaking real. I promise you, it's real. It's real. It's real AF. But anyway, let me shut up and play these last three songs. I'm not sure if Sabir is going to be here, but nevertheless, there's still amazing music that plays after me, regardless of if someone's hosting or not. But anyways, yeah, happy Friday, everyone. Hope you guys enjoyed. To anyone who's listening, thank you for listening. And yeah, here is Brain, Mark William Lewis on UMFM 101.5.
saddest TV show you've ever seen. Now that your brain is better, feeling as good as ever, they say you're so emotionally clever.